Mary, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you, Jane. I'm glad to be here.
I know you've been on Around Cincinnati before, but not recently. So we'll want to talk first about your art and what you want it to do. And is it fair if I say that you paint nature in its grand natural state and you move it into abstraction to a greater or lesser degree?
I think that's a wonderful definition. Yes, that is exactly what I try to do. And the word grand is important there, yes.
Well, yes. Western landscapes are your ticket, I think.
Yes, vistas. I find myself really attracted to vistas. And it can be over water or mountains, ranges, valleys.
Well, you said that the effect that you'd like your work to have on people is to open their hearts and minds to the elegance of transience.
Yes.
Would you expand on that a little for us?
Absolutely. When I was in undergraduate school, I took a class in handmade paper, and I learned the term wabi-sabi. And wabi-sabi is about the transient nature. And since I work with organic materials, I work with rocks, for instance. And I found when I was studying wabi-sabi that I was really attracted to the beauty and elegance of nature as it evolves and changes. And to capture that elegance is really one of my greatest goals, is to capture, and it might be the erosion or just the real true nature of the rocks, the mountain range, the water, and all of that, to show that it's actually expressing itself.
Well, one of the individual marks of your work is the use of these finely granulated metals on the surface of your paintings. Tell us about that and how you prepare for that.
It is my signature look, and I started using the metallic bronzing powders because they're minerals from nature, and I like to use materials that really speak to the true look of nature. Gold, silver, bronze, and copper attract me. There's about a zillion different things I do with the metallic bronzing powders. Over the years, I've really tried to explore a lot of different techniques, and I've developed my own techniques, but I use different mediums onto the surface of the canvas, and then I lay in the metallic bronzing powders, and then I flow different polymers or mediums and even sometimes water into them. So if I'm wanting to get a really watery look, I do a polymer that's thinly based with water. Then if I want it to be really heavy, I might even do a matte medium.
So you have a very individual way of working.
I think I really do. And I've really tried to even change it from painting to painting. Whereas I know what I'm going for in this painting, so I try to find the technique that is best to get across the concept I'm trying to express.
I understand that you listen to jazz music while you paint.
Yes,
why
I do.
Why jazz?
Well, actually, it's quite the parallel to the way I work, because it's improvisational in nature. And I love that about the nature of jazz, and that's how I work. I use the formal elements, color, shape, texture, line, but I let them play upon one another, like a saxophone may play upon how the drums and the guitar and everything, and it comes all together. And so I try to use the formal elements in that same way.
Well, your paintings are often very large, although you seem to work in a number of different formats. Would you talk a little bit about size and what the difference is for you between a large canvas and a relatively small one?
I really do love to work large, and large to me may be 4 by 5 feet, or it might be 5 by 7 feet, could even be larger, because that creates an environment that you can actually feel as if you walk into, and you really become part of that environment. Whereas the smaller pieces, it's a way of just capturing an intimate piece of what it is I'm trying to express. So they're very different in the way I approach the very small pieces, but I love the big pieces because then I can express an entire vista.
Well, you've been in Cincinnati for a number of years and most of your active career, I think. But your training and your background was in West Virginia, where you grew up, and where you received degrees in art education and painting workshops. Is that West Virginia landscape still in your mind when you paint?
It is. That's a very good question. As a child, I lived on 43 acres. I remember there was two different places I would go, kind of safe havens. One was to climb up this hill and sit on the hill and look out. So I'm still having that time when I can look out over the world. I love that. And then there was also times when I would be playing in the creek, riding my pony, pretending to be an Indian princess. And so it really allowed me to bond with the birds, with the land, with the dirt, with the water in the creek. So it was really definitely my basis for who I am today. I didn't know that then. Of course, I think I was probably pouting that I was like an only child and didn't have any friends. But I now look back on that and realize what a wonderful education it was.
Am I right that your paintings seldom include people?
You know, it's funny because I have gone through stages in which I do bring in the figure, but I haven't probably in the last 10 years.
Do you have any exhibitions coming up?
What I'm trying to do this next year is actually open up some galleries around the nation. So I'm developing a new relationship. I have two in Florida now, one in Miami and then one in Hallandale. And now I'm developing a relationship in Columbus, but another one that I'm closer on is Atlanta. So I want to mention a new relationship and a new gallery in Montgomery, Ohio. I am now represented by Veronique Gallery in Harper's Point. Currently, I'm showing at Switch. Switch is a new lighting and contemporary furniture store on 4th Street. And Drew and Bertie are friends, and I love the space. It's quite large, new space. And it shows my work in context to lighting and contemporary furniture. You know, it's not a museum space or anything, but I have found I really love that. And I had an opening. I think we had about 170 people come. And it's a large enough space that we played a little game. We paired wine with my paintings. A sommelier in town came. It was fun to engage the people in my artwork. And I found them looking even closer and asking more questions because of the game. They really got into it. So that was fun.
Thanks so much, Mary, for coming in to talk with us about your paintings and your career.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Mary Barr Rhodes, whose works can be seen at Cincinnati Art Underground, 1415 Main Street and over the Rhine. For a link to more information, cwvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.